Hello.
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 Hello, my name is Matthew West, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West, and as always, I really hope you like it. The sun is shining in Nashville, Tennessee. I hope it's shining wherever you are, but regardless of the weather, I hope you know how blessed you are to have another day to be alive, something not to be taken for granted. Can I get an amen? So the sun is shining. I'm glad to be alive. It is cold in Nashville. I got spoiled by some warm temperatures in Orlando, Florida, last week as my family was there cheering on my daughter while she cheered. It was the national cheerleading competition. She finished fifth in the nation. Pretty exciting stuff. So proud of her. But we got to enjoy some warm weather and then came back to Nashville and we're like, oh, I forgot. It's winter. So the sun is shining, but it is chilly. I've been doing my cold plunge every morning. The colder the day, the colder the water, the more I'm shivering when I record my podcast. And my wife sent me a video, Emily sent me a video saying now that, here I thought like cold plunge is healthy. She sent me a video with someone saying there's risks to it, or it's not good for you. I don't know. Is anybody like me? You go on Instagram, you think you're doing, like you did something you think's healthy, ate a certain kind of, you know, vegetable or whatever, and then sure enough, the minute you think you're doing something healthy, there's a video that comes out, somebody saying, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, don't drink bottled water. It's bad for you. So then you switch and you get a Stanley. Oh, don't drink the Stanley. It's got lead poisoning. You know, I saw this awesome video. This guy was like, I'm going to start eating healthy. And so he's like, I'm only eating, or I'm eating vegetables. And then while he starts to put the vegetable in his mouth, another influencer comes on and is like, kale will kill you. And so then he goes, I'm going to just eat eggs. And then it's like, eggs will kill you. All these different things. So I don't know. I don't have the answers when it comes to that. I'm just a guy with a podcast, folks. And I'm a guy who's getting ready to go on tour. That's right. I said it. Did you know the tour is right around the corner? Don't stop praying. Literally leaving this week. And I'm going to pull up the tour dates. Well, you can pull them up. MatthewWest.com. Click on the tour date. We're starting off in Charlotte. We're going to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. For very first weekend of the Don't Stop Praying tour with special guest Cochran and Co. So come out and see us, would you? We've already announced, I think, six of the shows have sold out, and tickets are going fast for the other ones. So go to MatthewWest.com, get your tickets to see the Don't Stop Praying tour. I can't wait to see you there. And speaking of MatthewWest.com, there's another thing you can get. I'm actually holding in my hands my brand new book, My Story, Your Glory. Let me see if I can prove it by flipping the pages. You hear that? That is a brand new book, My Story, Your Glory. Discover the journey God has planned for you. A 30-day devotional. Every day is a different examination of a different part of your life. For example, so it'll be my blank, your glory. So my identity, your glory. My purpose, your glory. My service, my trust, my courage, my shame, my thoughts, my dependence. Every single chapter is taking some inventory and saying, God, look at this part of my life story, and show me how it can bring you glory. And man, I can't wait for you to read. I'm just flipping through the pages now. It's a pretty little book, man. There's something about it, just seeing the finished work, all the words on the page. One of the cool things about each day is at the end of the short devotional that you're going to read, you're going to have an opportunity to connect with the story with a Bible study. So you're going to have the chance to read this devotional and then dive into some scripture. And then there are three sort of points of engagement: craft, your story, share your story, and live your story. So crafting your story is kind of helping to encourage you to do some writing about a different life season or something that relates to the theme of that day's devotion. And then share your story is we give you some ideas to think about how to share with other people, not to keep your story to yourself, but to experience it with other people. And then ultimately to live a more fulfilling story with your life. And then some journal pages. So I'm really excited about that engagement opportunity for you. And my hope, and I say it in the introduction of this My Story, Your Glory book, is that this will be a chance for you to return to moments in your story where you've seen God's faithfulness. So you're going to be writing in this book, and this is a book that I hope you can return to time and time again, because we all need a reminder of how God is working in the stories of our lives. So that's some stuff I'm excited about right now. The Matthew West podcast wants to make sure you know that the Don't Stop Praying Tour is very soon hitting the road. In fact, I'm in production rehearsals right now. When I'm done recording this, I go to rehearsals with the band and work on all the lights and the videos and all the things. And then we hit the road. I'm going to be getting on the tour bus. I haven't been on the tour bus much, actually, since Christmas. So I'm excited to get back out there. I can't wait to play this new song, Don't Stop Praying, live. I'm taking your requests as well. So let me know which songs you want to hear. If you follow me on Instagram, Matthew J. West, or Facebook, send me a message. Say, this is a song I want you to play. I'm coming to this show. Please play this song, and here's why. So let me know, okay? And then one thing I forgot to announce about the book, the My Story, Your Glory book, you can pre-order it now. I don't know why you should pre-order it, to be honest with you. You can get it the day it comes out. But they tell me to tell you to pre-order it. So go to Amazon or go to MatthewWest.com and click the book section. And you can pre-order the book and make sure you get it right on time so you can start reading. We're going to be following through some of the devotional chapters on the podcast as well. So you'll want the book so you can kind of take the journey along with me, all right? So, man, I'm pumped. I'm pumped about the new book. It comes out officially March 19th, I think. I should know that, but somewhere around there. Let's see what else. This past weekend, we celebrated a birthday. My daughter Delaney, not only is she just fresh off of a national fifth place ranking in cheerleading, but she celebrated her 15th birthday. And man, it was awesome. It's so awesome to celebrate each other's birthdays in the West House. We go big for birthdays, and one of our favorite traditions is called the birthday march. Have I told you about this? The birthday march is a tradition, a West family tradition. I think my grandfather started it. I know my dad carried it on, passed it on to me and my brothers. And now, when it's somebody in our family's birthday, they get to experience the birthday march. We sit the birthday boy or birthday girl down in a special chair. It's kind of like the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, where they put the Grinch in the chair of cheer. So we put them in the chair of cheer, and then we get all the gifts that we've gotten for that person. And then we carry the gifts around in a circle, singing happy birthday around and around the chair of cheer. And then after we sing it one time, I shout faster, and we start running faster and louder, and we start singing louder. And we sing happy birthday over and over again, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, until we finally collapse and throw all of the presents on the lap of the birthday girl, Delaney, like we did this past weekend. And it's a pretty ridiculous tradition, but it's a favorite tradition. And just I love that image of just showering our loved ones with gifts. And so hopefully Delaney feels the love. I love you, Delaney. Who am I kidding? She's not listening to my podcast today. But it's her birthday, and she's the best. So, man, lots of fun stuff going on at the West House these days. Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to tell you before we get into today's devotional. We started a prayer wall at MatthewWest.com, a chance for you to send a prayer request or let us know like what God's doing in your life, and just to know that people are joining you in whatever you're praying for and finding some community through the message of that song. So at MatthewWest.com, you can go to the prayer wall, you can post a picture and a description of what you're praying for or a breakthrough that you've seen. Man, it is really special to read everybody's stories there. So I just wanted to shine a light on that in the hopes that you'll go check that out today. Are you in need of prayer today? Are you going through something? Maybe you've been praying for something for a long time, or maybe there's a new obstacle that you've come up against and you're just wondering, how am I going to make it through? We've been focusing on the power of prayer, and specifically over the last few weeks, through my own Bible study, I've been digging into different stories and reading through the Old Testament to start the new year, and I came across the story of Daniel, and it just spoke to me in some really cool ways about the topic of prayer. I hadn't really ever thought of the story of Daniel through the lens of prayer, but it just started to hit me that way. And so the last couple of weeks, I've been sharing with you a few of the thoughts that I had. And today I wanted to share about something that the story of Daniel taught me about prayer in the form of being bold and courageous. Now, we've already talked about Daniel's story. This fake kind of phony law was put in place to try to trip Daniel up, because Daniel was a man of God, and he prayed unapologetically to the one true God. And the king favored Daniel, and there were some other people who wanted Daniel taken out. And so they created this law that said you can't pray to any other God other than the king. And if you did, you'd be sentenced to death. And Daniel knew that, and he still chose to pray. And so I wrote down some devotional thoughts on the story of Daniel. And today I want to share with you about being bold and courageous. Don't stop praying like Daniel. There are some movies that always make me stop my channel surfing to watch. How about you? Do you know those go-to movies that just are always on? And when you're changing the channels, it's like, there it is again. But you can't stop watching because it's so good. Well, no matter how many times I've seen the movie The Gladiator, if I see it on television, I'll sit down and watch a bit of it. That is exactly what happened last night before bed. I was sucked in for the 1,000th time to this incredibly dramatic portrayal of a once highly decorated general who was now fighting for his life, and his entire family was killed by the evil Roman emperor. Russell Crowe's character, the fighter they called the Spaniard, fights his way to the Royal Colosseum, bravely fending off the strongest warriors, tactical military attacks of horses, bows, and arrows, and even, yes, lions. He knows death likely awaits him, but his courage causes the entire crowd to cheer for this unlikely hero in the arena. Now, as I was watching the crowd cheer his name, Maximus, Maximus, I thought to myself, what is it that makes us cheer displays of courage like that? I think it's because deep down, we long to be that kind of courageous in our own lives, don't you? Often, we applaud what we aspire to. I'll say that again. Often, we applaud what we aspire to. We applaud what we wish we could do ourselves. I feel that same way when I read about the story of Daniel. As I read about a man who unapologetically prays to God despite a law put in place saying it would lead to death, I find myself cheering for Daniel just the way that crowd cheered for the gladiator. He wasn't supposed to pray, and he did it anyway. I think we're living in a time when it has never been less popular to say that you are a Christ follower. Do you feel that? While I have never experienced true persecution for my faith the way that so many have in countries where it is deemed illegal to be a Christian, the tides seem like they're changing in our nation, and if you follow Jesus, you are certainly moving in a counterculture direction. This is why we need to know stories like Daniel's. This is why we need to read stories like Daniel's. We need to read about heroes of the faith who set the example for how to stand firm and not crumble in the face of fear. So I want to leave you with a few key takeaways from Daniel's courageous prayer. Number one, the king was getting ready to elevate Daniel's status. He had a special job just for him. That's when this took place. Daniel was willing to let all of that go and didn't allow power or status to quiet his faith. So he knew that that was at stake, and he didn't care. He chose to pray and let the power and the status that was coming his way go, if that's what it meant. He was still going to honor God. Number two, the government put a law in place to prohibit him from acknowledging his faith. Now, while our country is built on a foundation of one nation under God, we can all see the erosion of that taking place. The pressure to water down the message of the gospel has weakened many pastors, churches, and believers. Daniel knew his king was the only one worthy of his prayers and praise. No compromise. No compromise. And number three, Daniel knew he would be sentenced to death if he prayed. This is the ultimate display of courage when it comes to faith. To say, no matter what, I will pray to my God. No matter what, I will look to my God. No matter what, I will honor my God. I mean, those are three key ingredients to a bold and courageous prayer that Daniel prayed. And what a hero of the faith. So here's my question to you. What's it going to be? When push comes to shove, will you stand up for your beliefs in God? What might it look like for you to be bold in your faith today? That's my question for you. What could it look like for you to be bold in your faith today? Perhaps you're in a work environment or friend group that does not welcome your beliefs. The Bible promises that we are inevitably going to find ourselves swimming upstream when it comes to the ways of this world, so we should not be surprised. Instead, we should be prepared and ready to stand strong like Daniel did. Don't stop praying, my friends. Thanks for letting me share that with you today. I hope it's an encouragement to you. Maybe it speaks straight to a situation you find yourself in. I was talking to a friend whose kid is in college and wrote a paper expressing their Christian beliefs, and let's just say they were definitely graded more harshly as a result of that stance. That's what it looks like to believe in something that goes against what our culture is praising these days. But will you be willing to be bold and courageous, stand up for God, stand up for your faith? I sure hope you will, and we need to encourage each other in that. Speaking of being bold and courageous, I am excited to boldly and courageously hit the road and sing about Jesus every single night on the Don't Stop Praying tour. I hope you'll come and join me. I want to thank you for joining me today for this brief encouragement. I hope wherever this show has found you, I hope it's been a moment where you can stop and pause the chaos of your day, or even just have me join you in the middle of the chaos, whatever it is. I hope you know you're not alone. I hope you know that God loves you. I hope you know that He has a great plan for your life. And maybe today, challenge yourself. Say, have I been bold and courageous in my faith? If not, what might that look like? Lord, help me to stand strong for you in this lost and hurting world. That's what they need. That's what this world needs to see. So thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to pre-order the copy of the My Story, Your Glory book. It's going to be available everywhere in March. And I want to thank you so much for listening today. Remember, it's your story for His glory. And I'll see you next week.